Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:32 British Summer Time. Today is September 25th. Well, today in Asia, the ASX extended its post-election rally by 0.81%, and that market is being led higher by the banking sector, which has we've commented on previously as having very attractive yields. The Hang Seng was relatively steady, while the mainland Chinese market was down a tad, and the Nikkei, having been quite firm over the last couple of weeks, was down about 0.75% in here today. In Europe, we've had also a mixed performance. So one of the weakest markets was the OMX in Sweden. It was down over 1%, whereas the IBEX in Spain was up by 0.81%, and that's pushing on to new highs for the year. And the European banking sector was also quite firm in here. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 was down by 0.25%, and it continues to pull back persistently, but not in any kind of dynamic way, from the 1700 area. And it closed out the day in the region of 1692, and on the December future that was 1686. The US dollar was also weak in here today, so the pound was stronger by 77 ticks and is back above $1.60, and the euro was also firmer in here, is up about a half a cent and up above 1.35 once more. And that US dollar weakness fed through into some of the commodities, not least the precious metals. So gold, having had that upside key reversal last week, had been giving up some of that advance and found support today in the region of the 1310, I think the low of the day was 1313 region. And provided it can hold last week's lows, then the prospect of some additional higher to lateral ranging can continue to be given the benefit of the doubt. And while gold was reasonably firm in here today, oil was down a bit, and Brent crude in particular was worthy of mention because its intraday high was up in excess of a dollar, but it closed on the low of the day. And for both WTI and Brent, we're looking at the lower side of their short-term ranges, and not least because the risk premium that was attached to the Syrian crisis is unwinding and continues to unwind. And the other interesting movement in the commodity markets today was in lumber, which was limit down. And lumber has been rallying for the last few weeks and had broken a progression of lower rally highs, and it does now look like we're going to see some consolidation of that gain. And the bond markets are also worthy of mention in here. In terms of the price for the majority of futures had been trending lower for the last few months, but with the Fed's decision to delay tapering, we have the prospect of an additional rally, and we're seeing that some of these bond futures are starting to break progressions of lower rally highs, suggesting that short-term oversold conditions are being unwound, and the prospect of an additional rally really would have to be given the benefit of the doubt in the absence of clear downward dynamics. So in terms of the yield, that suggests that an unwinding of the expansion in yields that's been evident over the last few months is the most likely prospect, at least in the short term. But when we think about this not just in the short term, but over the medium term and indeed the long term, and go back and look at the total return index for US Treasury yields, US Treasury futures, then that was one of the most consistent trends in the world until the summer of this year. And then it failed to sustain a move to new all-time highs. It pulled back into the underlying range and then broke downwards and pushed below the 200-day moving average. So that's really quite considerable trend deterioration for something that had been such a standout in terms of its consistency. And that's not something we can simply ignore. The winning strategy in bonds over the last 30 years has been to buy the dips. And with the Fed delaying tapering, we can be pretty sure that there's going to be a substantial cohort will be in there attempting to buy the dips in government bonds. But with the trend deterioration, it suggests that that strategy is unlikely to be fruitful beyond the short term, and that the most productive strategy going forward will be to sell the rallies. So with the expansion in yields that we've had, the people that were caught by surprise by the speed with which prices had declined and yields had expanded are now being afforded an opportunity to sell into this rally. And the further it rallies, the greater the compunction should be, and not least if we start to see that, not least in bond funds, which have been particularly hard beaten down, not least because they don't have a yield to maturity. And if they unwind their short-term oversold conditions relative to their 200-day moving averages, then that's probably the most bullish scenario for a number of those types of funds. If we look at the performance of stock markets, they've held up remarkably firmly, not least on Wall Street and in Europe. And what we are seeing in Europe is that the Mario Draghi only the other day, and definitely this week, was talking about that the ECB was willing to do whatever it takes to support the banking sector, and that they would add additional liquidity if the need arose. Now, the need hasn't yet arisen, and the banking sector is in recovery mode, and that is certainly helping indices like Spain perform in here. And with Europe beginning to come out of recession, that is certainly a bullish factor, not least for Europe. And there was a great deal of speculation about the divergence in, or the premium at which Wall Street was trading at relative to Europe, and approximately a 30% premium in terms of the valuations. And there is the prospect of that unwinding, more with a view to Europe catching up and outperforming over the short to medium term, whereas Wall Street does look prone to some additional ranging here. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.